WNYC-6PR, National News. Good afternoon, I'm Alan Simons. This is the 1 o'clock bulletin brought to you by the Sunday Independent. Current temperature, 26 degrees. Another bomb has exploded in the suburbs, this time in Mount Lawley. The bomb was apparently dropped on the footpath outside a group of shops at the corner of Walcott and Beaufort Street just before midday. The parcel had a letter attached to it saying the parcel would explode in 10 seconds. The man who was seen to drop the bomb then grabbed a woman passerby who was about to step on the parcel and dragged her inside a nearby shop seconds before the explosion. Police have cordoned off the area, and bomb disposal experts and CIB detectives are now trying to find out exactly what happened. An eyewitness explains what he saw.
I walked out and I started talking to the guy that was carrying the bomb. He said it was a bomb anyway. It was a letter in the parcel, and it said that this is a Burgess paint kit, and on the bottom it says this is really a bomb. It's counted, it's used in 10 seconds time, it's going to go off. So he just dropped it, jumped in the shop, and there was a lady that was passing by, and she was just about ready to stand it, so he jumped out again, grabbed her, and pulled her back in, and it just went off.
And he just ran off into the street, did he?
No, he waited. He called the police, and he was quite calm about it. I couldn't believe it for them, because as I saw, he didn't seem nervous or anything. Well, the bomb was only a parcel of about 12 inches by about 8 inches.
Joe Stevens, the editor of Bootleg magazine, claims the bomb was meant for his organization.
The actual parcel bomb was sent through a box number. One of the workers on Bootleg magazine went down to collect the mail, and on his way back, he was opening it and discovered it was a bomb. The bomb was for Bootleg magazine.
Well, what is Bootleg magazine? Why would anybody want to bomb it?
Well, I've got no idea. It's probably just the work of a nut. It is a socialist magazine. There's no doubt about that. But even the most conservative person probably wouldn't have taken real offense. But not to this extent, anyway.
Well, we got a story that a man came out or was walking down running down the street and said, I've got a bomb, it's about to explode, and grabbed some people and dragged them off the street. Was this the employee of yours?
That's right.
Well, where's he now?
He's down at the cop shop making a statement.
Is this going to perhaps change the direction of Bootleg magazine at all?
Oh, no way in the world, no. No, well, this is the only avenue of free expression that we've got, so we can't very well back down in the face of these sort of threats.
Police scare following this morning's second blast in less than 24 hours. Today's bombing occurred at the corner of Walcott and Beaufort Streets outside a clothing store, splattering paint over a wide area. The incident started when an employee of a left-wing magazine picked up a parcel from the Mount Lawley post office and on opening it saw a note stating a device would explode within 10 seconds. The employee dropped the parcel, pushed an elderly woman into a nearby shop and took shelter just as the missile exploded. No one was hurt in the incident. Police were quickly on the scene and cordoned off the area. The editor of the socialist magazine believes that a parcel bomb which almost exploded in the hands of one of his staff may have been sent in response to an article on one of his recent publications. Joe Stevens, the head of Bootleg magazine, says the package was being opened as was being carried from the Mount Lawley post office. The young man found a note inside warning that the article was a bomb. Mr. Stevens says he realises the danger and threw the parcel to the pavement in Beaufort Street.
He realised it was a bomb, but when he saw a note in it, he dropped it and ran into a store. And there were several people around him at the time.
Oh, just as few as far as I know.
And what did he do as far as the people were concerned in their safety?
Oh, he dragged them away and pulled them into a shop.
Can you think of any reason why someone would want to send you a parcel bomb in a post?
Well, Bootleg magazine is a socialist paper. There's every reason for perhaps fascist or even just extreme right-wing groups for wanting to eradicate it.
Have you ever received any sort of harassment or threats before this particular incident?
Only verbal.
Meanwhile, there's been a spate of bomb hoax calls by what police described as irresponsible fools. Police today have evacuated Bone Store at Innaloo, and at this moment, Myers in the city and the Rockingham shopping centres have been cleared of all staff and customers. Federal Transport... Good afternoon, I'm Ted Jook, and this is the 3 o'clock report. Police scientific squad detectors are being pressed to their limits following today's bomb explosion at Mount Lawley, the second bomb blast in 24 hours. No one was hurt in today's incident that started when an employee of a left-wing magazine picked up a parcel from a nearby post office. As he opened the package, he saw a note which read that an explosion would take place within 10 seconds. The man dropped the parcel outside a shop on the corner of Beaufort and Walcott Street and ran for cover. The device then exploded, but no one was hurt. Police cordoned off the area while scientific squad members sifted through remnants of the package. Meanwhile, the editor of the magazine believes that the bomb may have been sent in response to an article on one of his recent publications.
Police don't know if this morning's bomb blast at Mount Lawley was connected with yesterday's explosion at the Innerloo Shopping Centre. This morning's blast was at the corner of Walcott Street and Beaufort Street just before midday. Eyewitness Frank Macalino says a young man told him shortly after the explosion that he'd picked up a package addressed to the company he worked for, care of the Mount Lawley Post Office, and then he noticed there was something strange about it.
He said that he just received it from the post office, and it contained a letter, and the letter said that this is a Burgess paint kit, and below that it said that if you can't achieve this in 10 seconds time, it's going to blow up. So he just dropped it and jumped in one of the shops that was, you know, where we were standing sort of thing. And there was an old lady just walking by, and he grabbed her and pulled her back, and it just went off straight after. Made a very loud bang.
So obviously it could have done some harm if somebody had
been... Oh yeah, for sure. If he would have had his hands, he would have blown his hands off.
Police say they believe the bomb was triggered by a small battery attached to a delayed action trigger connected to a small quantity of explosive, or possibly a detonator. Meantime, CIB Chief Superintendent John Wiley has released the description of the man wanted for questioning in connection with yesterday's incident at Barnes at Innerloo.
He's aged about 25 years, 5'6" to 5'7", well built, solid square shoulders, light brown hair, described as having a full head of hair with a medium cut, hair pushed back. He is clean shaven, he's dressed in pale blue-grey faded trousers, long sleeve, medium blue-coloured sweatshirt with about a half-inch ribbed band around the neckline.
The man police are looking for is also believed to have a small mole near the bridge of his nose, just up from the corner of his left eye. The two bombings have triggered a spate of hoax calls which forced Myer City store to evacuate while a search was carried out. Several suburban shopping centres suffered a similar fate, and a domestic airliner had to drop its fuel out to sea before returning to Perth Airport to be searched after another hoax call. Incidentally, anyone detected making hoax calls of this nature faces a $2,000 fine and or 2 years in jail. The police are obviously not taking any chances at this stage. Late this afternoon, the bomb squad blew up a suspicious-looking suitcase that had been left at the back of the Coles New World car park in Scarborough. However, as it turned out, there was no bomb inside the case. Security procedures at Australia's international airports compare more favourably with overseas.
I have repeatedly received anonymous letters warning the Hindenburg not to land at Lake Hurst.
If there was a special device on board, it must have been hidden by an expert. No timing device could safely have been set in motion before leaving Frankfurt. It would have to be activated not too long before reaching Mayfair. Once it was done, further delays of the flight would be nerve-wracking to the saboteur. The later its estimated time of arrival over later, the more apprehensive it would grow. And time is running out.
And he is to a telephone booth.